Can you check it's working?
Yeah,
it's happening?
It's,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. I'll hold it.
I don't need my voice.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Dr. Naila, what do you think of Dr. Mehrbat Abu Auf, and when did you know her specifically?
What do I think of Mehrbat Abu Auf? I think she's Dr. Mehrbat is a unique personality. I don't think I ever met anybody as warm and friendly and caring in my life. I've known her since she was a graduate student. I guess I met her when she was a graduate student. And I didn't directly teach her, but I would see her at the TV center, and she was assisting Dr. Haseen Amin at the time. So, of course, I saw her in that capacity. And then later, I was asked to be a reader of her, on her thesis, and so I, you know, spent time with her at that time. She's also unique in that she's very clever. So, you know, although most our graduate students are clever, she was extraordinary. So the combination is unusual. Mehrbat, I read her thesis in 2002, and her work was really about the media city, Cairo Media City, and, you know, it was very significant work where she compared the Egypt Media City to the Dubai Media City. These were the only two. It was early. She got some really incredible information. She had very good access to information, and it was a very important piece of work. So in that sense, I got to know her that way. She then later graduated and was teaching in several other universities, but then joined us first as a part-timer. So I also met her a lot then, and, you know, we spent a lot of time talking. And if I recall, she taught a course that I was teaching, so we had time to discuss some of the details. And, you know, that was really good. And we were all very, very pleased when she joined us in 2005. As a full-time faculty member. And since then, I see her whenever I come to university, and it continues to make me very happy because, as I said at the beginning of this, is that she is so warm that even when you walk in and you're in a bad mood and it's been the worst day of your life and you see Mehrbat Abu Auf, she makes you smile.
And doctors, what do you think of her? Like, were you a fan of the 4M band ever?
Yeah, you know, I was, and in an unusual capacity, when they were singing, I was living abroad, so I didn't know them so much then. But when I came back to Egypt, I married immediately and had a child. And of course, the most famous song is the birthday song that the 4M had. And so since I had a little child, it was the most significant song in our lives at that time. So everywhere we went, we sang the Abduba. And so that, you know, that to me, of course, you know, was the most memorable of the songs, also because I had a child at that time.
But do you think Dr. Abu Auf would have been better as an artist than a professor?
I think she would have been a great artist. I think it's a shame that she gave it up. I don't think that you can compare it to being a professor. I think you can be good at both. You know, it doesn't mean, and in fact, most people who are good at one thing tend to be good at many other things. So I can't compare them. But I think that if she had carried on in her career as a musician, she would have also done very well.
But if they decided to revive the band, would you encourage her to do so?
Yes, I will go to all the concerts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr.